This is listener-supported WRFI Community Radio. I'm Jimmy Jordan. Greenwich Generation Holdings, Inc. is planning to close its 40-year-old coal ash landfill and build a solar array on the site. Greenwich operates a gas-fired power plant. It used to burn coal, which is how the ash landfill got there, but was fully converted by 2017. The power plant also doubles as a Bitcoin mining operation, which is an energy-intensive and carbon-heavy process. Greenwich did not provide a timeline for their project, acknowledging that their plans to cap the landfill and build the array will depend on a lengthy process with the DEC and solar developers. The National Science Foundation has selected Tompkins-Cortland Community College to join Project Vision. The initiative develops community college STEM programs and supports them to apply for competitive NSF grants. Project Vision specifically targets small, diverse, rural colleges. TC3 is one of 13 colleges selected in this cohort of the project. Governor Cuomo is requiring over 130,000 state employees to be vaccinated by Labor Day or comply with weekly testing for COVID-19. The measure comes as COVID-19 cases increase in the state due to the more contagious Delta variant. Healthcare workers in 10 state-run hospitals will be required to get vaccinated by Labor Day. The Times Union reports that several labor unions have pushed back against the measure, such as the Police Benevolent Association and Civil Services Employees Association. They're arguing that vaccine requirements should be bargained between labor and management rather than solely decided by Cuomo. Today, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, high near 70. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 50. You can listen to this and all of WRFI's news content wherever you get your podcasts. This is WRFI News.